So under Bolsonaro, the like illegal mining in the Amazon just fucking shot up because he basically said, like, you know, the Amazon is open for business. You know, climate change is a conspiracy. You know, environmentalists are, you know, like part of the globalist communist, like the globalist commie, you know, Jewish elite who are trying to destroy Brazil. Like, this is all the shit that he was saying, right? And so through that, him and, like, you know, high up people in Bolsonaro's administration were, like, openly making deals with mining companies, openly making deals with organized crime syndicates in Brazil and abroad to, you know, take bribes to allow mining in Brazil, in the Amazon, in these like protected territories, and especially, you know, a big thing that's part of this article too is trying to protect the Yanomami community, which is an isolated community, part of, you know, some, you know, there's been some contact now, but it was only really in the last few decades that the Yanomami indigenous group in the Amazon even had contact with the outside world. And there are still, you know, multiple what are called isolados, right? So these kind of uncontacted indigenous communities that live in the Amazon that have no or very, very little contact with the outside world. And so this is part of this trying to protect the Amazon, and part of the mission of this specialized inspection group of the GEF is to to secure and protect these communities from encroachment by illegal miners who are completely destroying in like really fast, rapid pace at a very large scale, destroying large swaths of the Amazon, poisoning the waterways, burning down trees, doing strip mining. So completely just ripping out large strips of the Amazon in order to mine for, you know, for gold, for rare earth minerals, for other materials that are necessary for producing, like, you know, cassiterite, which is necessary for producing electronics, right? And so, like, this kind of need for both, like, precious metals like gold, but also this need for minerals for electronic production for the you know, mass industry has caused these wildcat miners that are, as this piece goes on to say, like increasingly extremely well equipped and well resourced with giant excavators, dredgers. They use mercury in the mining, which devastates miles and miles and miles of river and forest in just a matter of days. They're very, very well equipped and very well organized because they are not, you know, they're not just kind of wildcat miners in the sense of, you know, somebody gets a wild hair up their ass that they're going to become a prospector. No, they're part of these like large organized criminal syndicates. And so through that as well, as we'll get into in the piece, they are very well equipped with assault rifles, but also very well equipped with like Starlink terminals that have allowed them in these, as well as, you know, with helicopters and Cessnas and, you know, these that have allowed them to operate in a very secretive way, in a very coordinated way, and in a highly effective way in remote territories in the Amazon.